Hey, Browns fans, it's time to gear up for a pain-free 2022 NFL season for your Cleveland Browns with new friends of the show, Buckeye Law Group. If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, a work accident, or even if you've been buried into the ground by Myles Garrett or stiff-armed by Nick Chubb, you need to call Buckeye Law Group today at 1-800-411-PAIN. Their attorneys will fight for the money you deserve. Buckeye Law Group's attorneys have recovered over $1 billion for their clients throughout the entire country. So don't make the mistake of calling just any other attorney. Call attorneys you can trust, and best of all, they're Browns fans just like you. Call our friends from Buckeye Law Group at 1-800-411-PAIN. After 911, call 411. That's 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-7246. That's Buckeye Law Group, located at 1300 East 9th Street, Suite 1210 in Cleveland, Ohio. Buckeye Law Group, proud fans of the Cleveland Browns just like you.
Hey, this is DeAnthony, safety with the Cleveland Browns, and you listen to the Dawgs Podcast. Go Dawgs.
Welcome to the Dawgs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dawgs Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbooks. If you want to get your intro on the show, head to thedawgspodcast.com. Tap leave voicemail in the drop-down menu. Today, we're going to preview our matchup with the Houston Texans, the first game in the Deshaun Watson era for the Cleveland Browns. Before we do that, I want to remind you to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. If you prefer to just listen to the podcast, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dawgs content, head to jointhedawgs.com, become an official Dawg Pack member on the Patreon page. There's fantasy football leagues going on. You get an extra episode every week. You get access to the private Discord. We do Dawg Pack member of the month where we give away free merch and posters. Just a lot of cool stuff going on there. Everybody seems to enjoy it. Everybody is kind of becoming friends with Browns fans around the world. Everybody gets to know each other. It's just a ton of fun. You get access to us. So jointhedawgs.com, become an official Dawg Pack member. So, it's finally here. We've waited 11 weeks plus my whole life for this moment. The Browns.
Oh, real quick, guys, go ahead.
Have a franchise quarterback for the first time since Bernie Kosar.
Yeah.
So, what's up?
I was going to say we've waited our whole lives for this, and we're going to do something special for it, which you forgot to plug here real quick on this episode.
Oh, yeah.
What is the plug?
I mentioned it on the last episode, so if you guys watched that, you already know.
Yeah.
For this week, instead of doing a regular episode on recording it on Monday and dropping on Tuesday, we are going to be live on YouTube for this entire game on Sunday. We're going to be jumping on around 12:45 Eastern time. If for anybody who's watching on the West Coast, 12:45 Eastern time. And we're going to be live for the entire game. Hang out with us. Come watch the game. Have it pulled up. Get our thoughts. We'll get your guys' thoughts. It'll just basically be us and hopefully hundreds of our favorite people watching the game together. I think it's going to be pretty cool. Hopefully celebrating a big W. Hopefully Deshaun looks good. I got the hiccups all of a sudden.
God bless you. Or whatever's going on
there. So if that interests you, I know we got the idea because some people have said you guys should go live during game. So here we go. We're going to try it out. We're going to see. We're going to pull the game up in the studio, and we're going to watch the game with all you guys. So if you want to do that, 12:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, check us out on YouTube. Now let's get to the preview.
Yes.
Okay. I'm pretty pumped, too, because I want to get good food for it. So we go into this game against the Houston Texans, the worst football team in the league, and I'm not just being mean. They're 1-9-1, and they have the worst record in football. They are currently starting Kyle Allen at quarterback. Their running back has how many yards the last 2 weeks?
Damian Pierce has carried the ball 15 times in the last two games for a total of 16 yards.
They don't have a lot in terms of their leading receiver this week against Miami was Jordan Akins.
Tight end?
Yep.
And then Brandon Cooks is still down there playing begrudgingly. And to be honest, like, I don't really know. They got O.J. Howard down there putting up zeros all across the board still.
Nico Collins might be the best offensive weapon they've got.
So there's just – we can't afford to take anybody lightly, and I think they're going to come out fired up. I don't know how many of these guys were there when Deshaun was there last, but I just think as an organization, their fan base, it's probably going to be a little bit of a hostile environment. Deshaun's probably going to have some nerves, maybe a little bit of early rust. We can't take them lightly. And Damian Pierce is a very good running back.
Yes.
So, and we're not a very good run defense. So we cannot allow them to come out and bully ball us and just run Damian Pierce down our throats. If we can shut down him, they shouldn't do anything.
Now, the good news is the Houston Texans are one of the worst run defenses as well. And we have Nick Chubb and a good offensive line.
Yeah. Josh, I'm glad you did your research.
I'm just saying. Am I stealing stuff from you?
I just think the offense, if Deshaun comes out and he's not insanely rusty, and I know he hasn't played any real football. People are like, he hasn't played in 3 years. It's been a season and a half. People sit out this long for injury all the time. Deshaun hasn't been injured. He hasn't been rehabbing. He hasn't not been able to get up and run and throw. He's been playing, doing football things this entire time. So I'm just not under this assumption that he's just going to be super rusty. Like, he's going to throw the first ball and cobwebs are going to pop off his shoulder. I'm not seeing that. I think he's going to be fine. And it helps that he's going up against one of the worst teams in the league.
Yep, that helps.
And I just think the run game for the Browns, I think Nick Chubb could go off this game.
Yeah.
Because they can't stack the box anymore. These teams, and there are players who actually were talking about it. I saw it. I think it was Wyatt Teller was like, he'll make you pay. If you put eight in the box against us now, Deshaun will beat you over the top with his arm, or he will run. He will pull it on a read option and be gone. So we're finally going to see this offense the way it was constructed in mind. And I just think, I mean, we might put up 40.
I mean, we might, but I think that's mostly a result of playing the Texans.
Yes.
I think that I'm tempering my expectations for Deshaun Watson this first game. I do think that there's going to be some rust. I do think it's going to – I would not be surprised to see a slow start, us maybe go down and score a field goal or touchdown on the first drive like usual.
Oh, we'll score a touchdown on the first drive.
I could see a couple three and outs where it's like, oh, man, that didn't look good or whatever. But it's okay because we got to get this stuff out of the way. It's going to happen.
Do you just feel like that just because of the preseason game?
The preseason game, the fact that he has not been in live game action against, you know, like a meaningful football game in a year and a half. So I do think it's going to be a little bit. Now, would I be surprised if he came out and had 100 yards and two touchdowns in the first quarter? No.
Right.
It's Deshaun Watson.
That I think people are very much forgetting how good this guy is.
Another thing, if you're going to mention the preseason, it wasn't all our starters.
Yeah.
No. Now the entire offense is in midseason form.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if Deshaun's a little rusty, the other guys are going to make up for that. I mean, Amari Cooper's open no matter what. So I mean, it's pretty easy for him. Just throw it to him.
Can we just take a second to just talk about all these people saying he hasn't played in 2 years, 3 years? Do you guys not know who this is? It's not like before he sat, he was a guy that you were like, is he good? Is he bad? This isn't Jimmy G. This was a guy who, before he sat out, was a top five quarterback in the league, and nobody could stop him. He did whatever he wanted on a football field.
When he played in 2020, he threw for 4,800 yards, 33 touchdowns, and only 7 picks.
On a bad team.
On a very bad team. How many touchdowns did Jacoby have this year? 9? Something like that? 9? I don't even know if he's in double digits.
Here, I got Jacoby Brissett's stats pulled up. Jacoby has 12 touchdowns.
12, okay. So think about that. What was he on pace for if he plays the next 6 games? He might sniff 20?
Maybe. He's got 12 and 6. He's probably on pace for 18 and 9, something.
Deshaun
like
was 19 and 8 as a rookie, and he missed half the season because he tore his ACL.
Remember that.
And a lot of people are like, well, he's never been a winner at Texans. He put up all these stats, and they won 4. They went to the playoffs.
Yep.
First of all, the Houston Texans are right up there with the Browns in terms of dumpster fire organizations.
Correct.
And Deshaun's been a winner his whole life before the Texans. He won national championship at Clemson. He probably didn't lose many games in high school. I'm assuming if you had Deshaun Watson on your team in high school, you didn't lose much.
I'm with you on that.
You know what I mean? Yep. So, let's just stop this ridiculous talk. we're pinning all our hopes and dreams on like a Jared Goff or somebody. No, this was the guy, one of the premier guys in the league before he started sitting out. So let's just stop with like the ridiculous talk.
Listen up, Browns fans. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Check this out. Right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same-game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use promo code TPPN. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Happy holidays, everyone. Browns fans, time to talk holidays. Christmas is right around the corner, and what are you going to get for that special person in your life? I'll tell you what I've been doing for the last couple years. I've been getting my dad, grandpa, father-in-law, uncles. Everybody gets a nice big package of Omaha steaks. Like me, you can achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you the holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout and get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early, beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout. I'm telling you guys, personal experience, Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite, and a gift that, you know, maybe you get to partake in too whenever your dad or grandpa or whoever fires up that grill and says, hey, how about we throw on some of these Omaha Steaks you got me for Christmas? Sounds like a win-win to me. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code DOGS at checkout, get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
You know what I'm excited for is just, so we've talked about this for weeks leading up to this, just the anticipation of this, and I think it's even, we're going to talk about it later, but just how much he's going to elevate guys around him. Guys that we think like, oh, they're pretty good. Hey, they do this really nice. You know who I'm really excited for? Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
My God. Nick Chubb, there won't be any of that. And then just some of the, we know Amari Cooper's good. What do you think DPJ is going to do with this?
Yes.
My goodness.
Cooper or DPJ and Njoku.
Njoku, yeah.
Are two guys who could start putting up crazy numbers.
Another guy that I'm looking for is David Bell.
David
Bell's been slowly creeping up there in targets.
Yep.
You know he's a good route runner. So I think he could have a good, nice end to his rookie season.
I agree with that, yeah.
And another running back that, honestly, I think this could help Kareem Hunt as well, because when they switch out and bring Kareem Hunt in, it's the same thing. They're just gearing up and crashing down on Hunt too.
Yes.
But now the same logic that applies to Nick Chubb, you know, hopefully his future success with Deshaun Watson goes to Kareem Hunt as well.
Yeah, it's nice to have Hunt or Chubb, excuse me, because we might be worried about like some rust, some nerves, but the fact that Deshaun Watson's on the field, he doesn't actually have to be playing the best game of his life. It's literally his existence on the field. Right. It's going to open up the game for Nick Chubb.
Yes. If teams try to stack, like, what is a team's mindset now against the Browns? Like, oh, we got to stop Nick Chubb. Well, okay. Well, they have Deshaun Watson at quarterback.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Well, we got to stop Deshaun. Well, they have the best pure runner in football back there. You know what I mean? So it's like, what is the defense's strategy coming in? Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a defensive. Your best bet is to just beat us up front. And we have one of the best offensive lines in football. Now, it sucks right now because we're banged up a little bit up there, and so it's not the best. But when we're full strength, it's good luck. You can't bully us up front because we're one of the best lines in the league. You can't stack the box because we have a top five quarterback. You can't sink back because we have the number one running back. All of a sudden, this offense is like, it was already top 10, And I think it's going to go up in terms of yards and stuff, but it's about to be way more explosive.
And efficient. And, yes. We thought it was efficient, pretty efficient, but I...
It was top 10 in efficiency with Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, and even with the banged up O-line, I think that Jacoby was able to make the O-line even better because he was able to go through his reads quick. He knew what to do with the ball and he got rid of it. He's been very efficient at that, like you just said. Deshaun Watson's going to be even more so. And not only is he going to be efficient and get rid of the ball quick and know where he's going, he's athletic about it.
Yeah.
And he can run.
Yes. Yes.
If you don't know if Deshaun Watson's good, just search him on YouTube after you watch this.
Or just wait till Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Defensively, we talked about it a little bit earlier in this episode. Just stop the run. Don't let Brandon Cooks turn back the clock on you. You know, limit Nico Collins. And, I mean, to be honest, just if you shut down their run game and you make Kyle Allen try to beat you, you should have success. Don't make this one of those games like Mike Glennon or Joe Flacco. Right. Don't do that. Don't let Kyle Allen come out and have his career game against you, please. But the defense, I mean, they're throwing you a bone here. It's like it's set up perfectly. We get Deshaun back, and you're going against an offense that is just atrocious. I mean, they're bad. I don't even recognize half the players on their team.
No, I mean, this is like the perfect matchup.
Yes.
It couldn't be better.
So just step up, continue, build on this. This momentum, this buy-in. Miles had a great game. Clowney played well. Emerson is just coming into his own. Just continue to build on this. Don't take a step backwards. Let's go 2-0. Let's get our first win streak of the season.
My biggest point of concern is just how hard they're going to be playing against their old teammate. In Houston, the environment's going to be crazy.
Going to be nasty. Yeah. It's going to be bad. It's going to be rough.
I think, but like Blake said, I think that might be more of an organization fan base thing. As far as the players go, I really don't know how many of these guys even played with Deshaun or really.
Well, and I'll say this is I'm pretty sure in Houston, Deshaun is still like they pinned him sitting and wanting out more on their crap owner and That's GM true. Than they did. It's like people almost like saw where Deshaun was coming from.
We heard a lot of the Houston fan base whenever he came to Cleveland, and they would say, like, hey, we're rooting for Cleveland now because we love Deshaun Watson. Yes. We hate what the Texans did to him.
So maybe the atmosphere won't be as bad as works. It's not LeBron going back to Cleveland, I don't think.
And maybe, who knows, maybe a lot of the players that played with him really liked him. And it's not like a big, like, oh, we hate this guy, let's go out there and get him. It's like, yeah,
That's why Clowney came back to Cleveland.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And if you want to know what Deshaun's going to do for wide receivers, just – Will Fuller had an NFL career because of the one season they had with Deshaun.
That's true.
I mean, like, he's still on people's dynasty fantasy rosters, even though he's officially retired, because of the one season he had with Deshaun. People are holding on to that hope that maybe he'll come to Cleveland. And so what's he going to do for a guy? I mean, Will Fuller's not good. So what's he going to do for a guy like Cooper? And I think DPJ is pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
He catches. DPJ's catch radius is just.
That's the thing. Will Fuller did one thing really well. He just ran run fast. Down the field.
Yeah.
And catch the deep bomb by Deshaun. But you're right. Like, DPJ could do that. Plus other things.
Yes. So, I think it's going to be a fun one in Houston. And when I say fun one, I don't know. I just have a feeling that we're going to kill him. I'm just getting the sense like this is going to be. We're going to come out and make a statement like, this is the Cleveland Browns now and forever.
I hope so, man.
At least the next 5 years, why we got Deshaun.
Well, especially considering on Sunday, the Houston Texans got beat up by Miami. It was 30-0 at halftime.
They pulled their starting quarterback in this game at 30. This is the NFL.
I know. And
these guys never get pulled.
Houston came back, and it was like 30-12,
30-15.
If
you look at the box score, you're like, it was a close game. But
they started scoring in the third quarter, right. And I was like, did they pull them a little soon? But, I mean, they're that bad that Miami didn't care.
No.
They just didn't care. So, I mean, that tells you all you need to know about the Texans.
Yes. So, and we need to win out so they don't have two top 10 picks or two top 5 picks.
Yeah, no kidding.
So,
that's very fair.
Let's make them pay for letting us have Deshaun, and let's go down and get ourselves a win, go 2-0.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Anything else?
Well, I do have this voicemail from Andrew, so I figured we ought to play this real quick. It's about Jacoby Brissett.
Good morning, guys. It's Victory Monday. Our Brownies got a win last night in incredible fashion, and also the Ravens lost.
Yeah,
you can't get much better than that on a Monday. Let's just go. The season is still there, far as for the taking. Hey, but I do have a question. With Jacoby Brissett in these 11 games, where does that rank in your guys' opinions on the Browns' hierarchy of quarterbacks, and what do you think it does for his career now that through 11 games he's has career highs in every major statistical category? All right, guys, let's go Brownies.
So let me answer the second part, because yeah. I think that part's a lot easier.
Me too.
I think he probably has a chance at a starting gig next year.
He earned himself a job.
Yeah, he's on a one-year contract with the Browns for like $4 million or something like that. I mean, would it be nice to have him as a luxury backup quarterback? It would be nice, but I mean, if he wants, I think he has the opportunity. Look at Houston. You don't think Houston would be okay with Jacoby Brissett going down there?
Do you think the Jets would be okay with Jacoby Brissett?
I don't know. Mike White.
I know, but just think before Yikes. Mike White did his 300-yard thing against the crap Chicago yeah. defense. I mean, if you're Jacoby just comparing Brissett would be Wilson. Able to take, because the Jets have a legit defense.
Oh, they have a legit team.
Yeah.
They are a legit team.
There are teams like that I think that if they don't have Absolutely. A high draft pick, they're not able to get a big name in free agency or anything like that, or make a trade for a quarterback. Yeah. Jacoby could be a good bridge solution for a competitive team.
We don't have time to read the full list, but it's not that hard to be better than most of our quarterbacks no. in my
life. So are we saying since 99? Is that where we're thinking?
Yeah. Since 99, I mean, yeah, there are quarterbacks that were better than Jacoby.
Top 10?
I would think.
Top 10 since 99.
Yeah.
I think he's like top five. Two.
Yeah.
Really? Top two?
Well, I would.
Would you put Derek Anderson, the one year?
I love Derek Anderson.
In front of what Jacoby did this year?
Because that won was 10 games. So
that was a hell of a season.
So you'd have to go. The problem is are we talking about in terms of team accomplishments? Or are you talking about in terms of individual accomplishments?
Let's look at what some of our quarterbacks did without the support Jacoby had.
Because talented. True. Yeah, so here's like talent wise alone, I don't know. He's at least like top 3 to 5 in terms of what we've had since we came back. Mm-hmm. Now, I think people are being a little crazy. Like, did he earn himself a job next year? Probably, but like if he goes to Houston, he'll be
it'll be awful. But he'll be paid.
He'll be awful. You know, but like he is having a good year. We've talked about this because Kevin Stefanski's really good at his job. It's right. Baker Mayfield. I said when Baker leaves Kevin in this roster, he's going to be awful. He's going to be out of the league. I'm not saying Jacoby will be out of the league because I think Jacoby is better than Baker in terms of his size, maturity, and that kind of stuff. But unless he goes to, like, San Francisco, you know, a team that has a crazy good roster around him and a coach who can maximize his strengths, I don't think he'll be good. I think he's going to go back to being a journeyman quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he'll ever perform like this ever again.
No,
I'm not saying that.
This is the best he's ever going to be. And I think we should just take a second to talk about like what he did for the Browns coming in, knowing he was only going to be a bridge quarterback and still coming every day and preparing. And I mean, he did everything we asked him to do. So I love the guy. I'll be a fan no matter where he ever goes, mm-hmm. but let's not get it twisted. People like he's not going to go somewhere and like all of a sudden he's not going to be this anywhere else.
Now, if he wants to really solidify his legacy in Cleveland, he could here soon or either on his way out just punch Joe Woods in the face.
Jesus. That would be
wonderful because that's there. The only reason why he doesn't have a winning record with the Browns right now. Mm. He has played well enough to do that.
Yeah, well,
for sure. He's leading a top 10 offense.
Yep.
Yeah, just to echo Blake though, I mean, I got so much respect for Jacoby Brissett, so much love for that guy. You know, I think on behalf of the city of Cleveland, like, we love you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Yeah. So now can we wrap it up?
Absolutely.
All right. So thank you, Andrew. Andrew, another Dog Pack member, has also been a Dog Pack member of the month.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to hang out with people like Andrew and Phil, join the Dog Pack.
You meet a lot of cool people. These are all great people.
Yeah. Really funny, most of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, they're not, you know... Like, I'm kind of a D-bag. Everybody else is way cooler than me in there.
This is true. Accurate statement.
Yeah. So, jointhedog.com, jointhedogs.com if you want to join the Dog Pack, hang out with people like Andrew and Phil and us. Hopefully, we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. Hopefully, Deshaun plays well. Hopefully, we come out and put 40 on him, get out of healthy, go on a 2-0 win streak, and we're talking victory. We won't have a Victory Monday episode next week because we're going to be live
right
on YouTube. We'll have a little victory party with you guys right after the game, hopefully on Sunday. Remember, 12:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us on YouTube. for the game. Come watch the game with us. Come hang out. It's going to be a ton of fun. If you're not, we'll see you guys next week when we preview the next game. But hopefully we see you there. And thank you guys for being here with us. And the Deshaun Watson era begins now.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.